The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
...841-1360-97.5 WTAQ News, talk, sports. Timed it out perfectly this morning. Woke up an hour earlier than usual. Did show prep. Waited to hear the plow go by the street. Was your street plowed out, Jason, when you left? It was. Well, we have to point this out because you whine about this a lot. So the city of Green Bay needs to know. Jason lives in the city of Green Bay. I live in the village of Ashwaubenon. So yours was. First time all snow season, huh? That when you were ready to go in the morning, you could clear your driveway knowing they weren't going to come through again. They're pretty consistent at my place, about 10 to 5. When there's a significant snowfall, such as this one, they were up 10, I heard it, so I was show prepping for about an hour. I got up at 4, show prepped, heard them go through. Okay, out I went. Complete pain in the neck these days. I haven't really talked about it on the air, but we're dealing with an issue where we have a rental car right now. So we have our three vehicles, so we'll figure out what we're going to do with the one we won't have much longer. And two in the driveway, so I had to clear the mouth of the driveway, pull those vehicles out, go back, do the rest of the driveway, do the front walk, do the front step, all of that. And that's what, I was perfect. I mean, I got here by 6:15, I was back on my regular routine. Built an hour into it, just absolutely perfect. Even got the primo parking space today. There's another employee and I who are always minutes within each other. She was just minutes behind me today, so I got the primo spot today. However, it's been a hellish morning on the roads out there. I'll quickly tell this story, and I'll admit it would have been, yeah, Jason, you always get the best spot. Why don't they just put your name on that sign? They should. Just have one handicap parking space and then the Jason parking space. They should. It is yours. I would be stunned if I ever saw another vehicle parked there. So, yeah, that is a good point. A lot of accidents this morning. You've heard Earl and Matt talking about them. I was almost one of them. I shared this story briefly about an hour ago. I've got a lot of stuff to get to in this half hour. So let me do this quickly. I take Alloway. I take Alloway and off 172, Webster, Alloway, over. There's the roundabout at Alloway. Now, I've been testing my brakes the whole drive. I thought I knew what braking capacity I had. I was wrong. I slid right into that roundabout. There is a guy coming from the left. Obviously, he has the right of way. We nearly collided. He is laying on his horn. It's like, dude, can you see my tires? Not spinning. I fully accept it's my fault. And had there been a collision, it would have been my fault. I'm not disputing that. He, however, decided, I've got the right of way and I'm going to keep going. Okay, that's your call, dude. I mean, that is your call. I'm just telling you, I can't stop. Again, it would have been entirely my fault. And I should have started braking earlier. I'm not in any way saying it's his fault. It would have been entirely my fault, except he's an idiot. You can have the right of way all you want. If the other vehicle is physically incapable of stopping, you're still going to smash up your nice truck. Kind of the way it is. Now, I took evasive action. I was able, Jason, to get almost up on the snowbank there. So it's a little puddle jumper. So he had room to get through. He is just on the horn the whole time. It's like, really? You think I did that on purpose? Really? I mean, anyway. So I'm admitting that I did not use good driving technique there. I should have started braking earlier, and so should a whole lot of people today. It was an absolute mess out there. All right, as I said, a lot of stuff to get to. How many people do you think know? In fact, this is a pretty good question. How many people do you think know that today is Election Day? Jason, did you know today is election day? You did not. It's primary election day, of course. That's because there's not a whole lot going on. There are three communities with primaries, Green Bay with one of them. It's Green Bay, Town of Lawrence, and the Denmark School District. And I find it interesting. This, of course, happens from time to time. General spring election day is April Fool's Day. I just find that very appropriate for election day for some reason. I don't know why. I just do. In Green Bay, voters will be casting ballots in City Council District 4 in the downtown area and the East Side District 7. And the top two finishers challenge, face each other in April. District 4 incumbent Tim DeWayne is on the ballot. He is challenged by Joseph Costello and Lee Olson. In District 7, incumbent David Boyce is on the ballot along with Randy Scannell and Janine Snyder. I have been asked by several listeners to handicap this race, or these races, excuse me, these Green Bay City Council races. Essentially, several listeners have asked, well, in these respective races, can you give us a hint of who would be the most conservative candidate? I will admit that I don't know any of these people personally, and I don't know them by reputation very well. So I did some asking from people who are connected, people who are either running themselves for council right now or otherwise know the people involved. I can't be of much assistance. I didn't ask a lot of people, but the recurrent answer was, yeah, nobody really sticks out in those races as a conservative. And I did have one person try to handicap, but even he wasn't all that comfortable about it. So I'm just not. I can't honestly say that in those races, from what I have been told, anyone sticks out as the conservative. I haven't interviewed them, haven't spoken with them. So I can't really be of much service there. Sorry about that. But I really can't. The opinion of one person is there is no solid conservative in either of those races. Now, some in those races might disagree with that. But I'm just telling you that, asking observers, people involved, people who know, I didn't really get any feedback where I'm willing to pass along advice to you. So there's that. Speaking of elections, as you know, probably know, as you may know, I should always put the may in there. As you may know, State Representative John Klenke of Green Bay announced yesterday he is not seeking re-election. John Mako announced today he will run as a Republican in that 88th Assembly District that Klenke is vacating. John Mako, of course, local businessman. John Mako ran for state Senate. Tough race in a Democrat year against Dave Hansen. And I know some people thought John didn't run a great campaign. I will say this. It was going to be very difficult for anybody to beat Dave Hansen. I really believe that. The district is such of a construction that it favors him. He's been around for a long time, and it was a Democrat year. I think it was going to be extremely difficult. Some people felt they expected more private money to go into that race. I never saw the needle move in that race much at all. And it just didn't look like John's campaign ever got the traction. I think John was a good candidate. I think John will be a fantastic candidate in the 88th. I think this is a hand-in-glove fit. I think John Mako's an excellent candidate for this. And yes, I've been aware for a bit of time that John was going to do this, but I was told so off the record, so I kept it off the record. I also knew John Klenke wasn't running, but I was also told that off the record. I just, I, I think this is a very good fit for John Mako. I think he will do very, very well. I don't know if there are any other Republicans interested in getting in, but getting in that race. But I think John is a very good candidate. And I think it's a seat, whether he or another good Republican candidate joins, I think it's a seat Republicans should be able to hold on to. Again, John Clankey, had decided, before the last couple of days, not to seek re-election. And contrary to what some people believe, it's not directly involved to the Walmart controversy, where he said the State Building Commission should take back a $2 million grant. My personal opinion, and again, I haven't asked John Clankey about this, my personal opinion is that he felt liberated, really, to do that. Not seeking re-election is a very liberating feeling. There are Democratic senators in the U.S. Congress who, quite frankly, not seeking re-election, they feel a lot more comfortable in saying things or taking positions, which in their case, not in John Clankey's case, in their case shows what they really feel and that they're not always intellectually honest until the pressure of an election is off. I believe even if John were seeking re-election, he probably would have done that. I really do. But it's zero risk is what I'm saying in this particular environment. Speaking of being liberated, I want to talk about this, and you may have heard me mention it a little earlier on the air. Now I have dropped, according to my scale, 20 pounds on Proactive Weight Loss Solutions. And it's interesting as I get feedback from listeners. And by the way, I keep meaning to have them in front of me. I have gotten emails from listeners who have tried it. One lady's on for a week. I want to say her name is Sue, but I'm probably almost certainly wrong about that. That after the first week, she's showing a lot of success. And a lot of people would like more information. I'm just not the person to tell you what a multifaceted program means. There's capsules involved. There's shakes involved. You don't starve yourself. It's a very complex system. But the other thing that I mention about it is it's doctor supervised. And I had a personal experience with that. Now, I'm steadily losing weight, but there are days where I kind of plateau. And I know this really is a surprise to a lot of people, that you are very possibly able to lose a pound a day. And when I plateaued for a while, I reached out to Dr. Jason Litwin, and he said, well, here, let's try this and that. Let's tweak this and that. That's what doctor supervised means. You're not alone on an island on this. You've got questions. It's whatever. It's, he's there for you on that front. So that's what that means. So if you're interested in this, and only if you're interested in it, 920-268-1386. Yes, Jason, I know you're interested. 920-268-1386. Maybe it is right for you. Maybe it isn't. Jason's convinced it's right for him. 920-268-1386. Have you gone back? In fact, listeners can do this. Jason, have you gone back on the old after show videos from about 3 weeks ago? You should compare one from like January 24th to yesterday's. Even I didn't notice it. The only thing I notice is I can button the top buttons on shirts now, like this one I could comfortably button. Oh, and then I looked. Oh, it's really kind of embarrassing. 20 pounds, I swear, 3/4 of it is in my face. I mean, I'm glad it's gone now. You know what I mean? But yeah, just if you go to the Bader blog, go back to one like on January, if you doubt me on this, go back to like January 24th and you'll see the still shot on the video. And then look at yesterday's. I was very, very surprised. Again, if you want information, 920-268-1386. Coming up after 9, It's a story that broke yesterday that has caused a viral outrage. Does everybody know what viral means these days? Viral has nothing to do with an illness. It's when something just catches wildfire online. There is one that has gone viral in Wisconsin. There were a couple of photos that showed up on social media concerning a Wisconsin National Guard member and a flag-draped coffin. If you haven't heard about it or you haven't seen the photo or photos, there are two of them, we're going to talk about it in the next hour. We also, in the show today, there is a bill up for consideration in the Assembly today that would not allow police departments to investigate themselves in officer-related shootings, and a reporter being blistered for making a male Olympian cry, and a whole lot more. It's 8:56.
Hi, I'm Coach Brian Wardle. When it comes to